Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John Fanta, Cleveland's own host. Fox College Basketball, the Big East shoot around. The man has too many jobs. He's John Fanti, joins us now. John, what's up, buddy?
Nick, JP, I appreciate any restaurant talk. Good to be with you guys.
That's good. You're here to save the show because I'm having like 12 brain farts in a row. When you go to, do you order the same thing at the same restaurant?
Well, you know, I will try to dice it up. I mean, now look, when I go back to Cleveland, and some of my favorite spots, I'll shout them out. Why not? Not to give too much free advertising, but like if I go to Joe's Deli in Rocky River, I have to have the corned beef.
Have to.
If I go to Mitchell's Tavern in Westlake, I've got to have the wings. So there's certain places that like you just know what you've got to get. But I will say by being out here in New Jersey now, which is where I live full time, I get back to Cleveland here and there. Because of all of the Italian to choose from, I feel like I'm shorting myself if I just order the chicken parm every single time at you know, restaurant X. So I think for me, as I've gotten older, I've learned you gotta toss it up a little bit. But I am in the mode of like if I'm even feeling remotely like I just need to go with, you know, what got me here, like I got It's a comparable to an Emmanuel Clase in the ninth inning. Like at the end of the day, if there's a staple spot for me and I know that this dish is going to get me the save and I'm going to enjoy it, I'm going to digest it easily, why would I go with anything different? So I can see that belief and I probably follow that school of thought more times than not, but coming to the Northeast has kind of forced me to get outside of my comfort zone a little bit from the cuisine side.
All right, you brought up Clase. Let's talk Guardians. Jeff Passan, local kid, also like you, local kid doing national stuff, doing great work. But today he came out with a column, and he said whether or not the Guardians should be, you know, you got the buyer-sellers type stuff. And he offered up Carlos Santana potentially as a trade piece. Are we at that spot, John? Are you thinking about trade pieces for this Guardians team as a buyer or a seller?
A seller? That is the biggest joke I've heard in a while. They're not a seller. They have one of the best records in the American League. It's the Detroit Tigers, it's the New York Yankees, and then after that, it's Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cleveland with the next best win percentage. They're not selling? That's ridiculous. That is one of the craziest things I've heard. I know that Jeff does a terrific job. I don't want to get in a fight with Jeff Passan. I think he does a terrific job. But the thought that right now in the first week of June, anybody's suggesting selling. Look at this wild card picture right now. And I know you want to look at the division picture, and that's why I do think that the defining stretch of this Guardian season begins tonight because their June is a monster of a month. Just look at this week in which you start with the Yankees and the Astros, and then after the Reds, who you struggled with the first time around and that you got swept, you got to go west to face the Mariners, Giants, and the Athletics. It's not an easy month for them. But I don't know if Jeff was told, hey, you got to go with a buy scenario, you got to go with a sell scenario from his editor. That to me is ridiculous, considering the fact that I think this team, if I were to grade their performance thus far, it would be like a B. I don't think they've played anywhere close to their best baseball. Oh, by the way, we said last week they're going to look a heck of a lot different in a month than they look now, in that they're going to have Shane Bieber back. Things are tracking for him to be back. We know that DeLauder and Tafis could add something to this team. Yeah, right field I want to see get figured out. Nolan Jones has been a different player the last week than he was earlier in the season. The idea that we're suggesting them as sellers is short-sighted.
John, let me put some...
Losing mentality. They are not going to sell at the deadline, nor should they. They should be thinking buy.
Nick and I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I want to give some context here because he is a local kid, and I want to give him some context and a fair shot.
I give him zero context. He's dead to me.
He goes, their starting rotation still without Shane Bieber is just okay. Their lineup is Swiss cheese. Their defense is middle of the pack, and yet they persist pesky as ever. 1 year after winning the AL Central, the Guardians are treading water, and if they're not careful, they'll be taking it on soon enough.
Okay, so they're treading water, but I could flip it and say they've played far from their best, and they still have the third best record in the American League. Right?
That's how we did it earlier. Same thing. It was like we looked at it as if it was a positive that you could have what he calls a Swiss cheese lineup, and you're still the third best record in the American League.
Unfair shot at Swiss cheese, which is awesome.
Good point by you.
But I like the Swiss. Yeah, a bit of an unfair. I'm more of a monster cheese guy myself.
I'm a pepper jack guy myself, but yeah, Swiss cheese is in the top five cheeses.
I'm just cheese. I'm just a cheese guy.
Team cheese.
Sure, any cheese to begin with. That's right. And the subject matter,
big cheese sometimes
for me would show that I enjoy cheese. Here's the thing though, fellas. This is where so this caters to the argument that I hate. It's no fun. I think both of you have that buddy out there who's like this. I've gotten this text message the last couple of weeks of like, well, you know, the Yankees and the Dodgers, and then there's the Mets, and, you know, even the Cubs are having a strong year. And well, you know, the Tigers, we can't get past the Tigers. Well, who's to say that? They took 3 of 4 from the team that is above them in the division. I'm telling you right now, if after this month, and we talk weekly, so we'll be monitoring this, if after this month, this team, this Cleveland team, because if you look at Detroit's schedule, they've got the White Sox right now, and it's a very easy month for them. I think they got the Pirates coming up. The Tigers have a very easy month. If the Guardians are 5 or less back heading into the All-Star break, people might be like, well, they're 5 games back. That's still a lot of games. Things can change quickly. Look at the division last year when the Guardians started to unravel. Then they lost the division lead. Then they took it back. They ended up being the best ball club. I just think that this team has been far from their best baseball. They've got to stay. They got to keep treading this month. They don't have to like accelerate in the pool this month because of how much of a gauntlet this month is. But if you look at the back half of their schedule, there's a real window for them to make a move. And I'm in the class of if you are in position in baseball, the playoffs are about who gets hot and who stacks it the most together. You could sit here and talk about the heavyweights and who spends the most money, and I know that that is a discrepancy. I know that people dislike baseball because of that, but it's a loser mentality. It's a loser mentality to sit there as the Cleveland fan or as anybody in our town and say, well, because they don't spend, I don't believe in them, so I check out and I don't watch. I'm not saying any of you guys are saying that, but I do sometimes sense that with Guardian fans, or, you know, I put quote marks around that, when some of those same people have been showing up every Sunday for the better part in the last quarter century with hope for what sometimes has been 4-12 or 3-13. I don't get how mixed up sometimes that can be in our town. Just appreciate the fact that this club was in the ALCS last year, that they've won a lot of damn baseball games over the last decade. They were in a World Series just 9 years ago, and they're going to be in a division race again. You could be the Orioles. You could be the White Sox. There's a lot of poor positions to be in. This team's far, far, far from that. They start a big stretch tonight, and I think they're going to start to stack better baseball together. And, oh, by the way, they've been pretty solid thus far.
John Fanta on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Cleveland Zone, College Basketball on Fox. The Big East shoot around, so many, many jobs there. Looking to the Cavaliers here, we've had plenty of talks about the core four and what you do with it. And one thought is that, again, looking at the Darius-Donovan relationship, that Donovan doesn't need a right-hand man. Do you think Donovan Mitchell in this offense needs a right-hand man?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I think in today's NBA, every person that's in his shoes needs a right-hand man. But I respect you if you sit here and say you don't think Darius Garland is that right-hand man. Now, if you believe that he is the right-hand man and you want to run it back, I'll sit here and say, you know, status quo in the NBA, it doesn't work. You at some point, you've got to do some things that maybe are outside the box that are maybe bold. Now, I've seen some of the trade ideas. I'm sure you guys have seen the trade idea machine rev up. And some of those trade ideas are out there and ridiculous and I think outlandish. I have been on record on this show saying that I would look to move Darius Garland, who I think is a good player. I think he's a good basketball player. I think he is, I would say, I don't know if he's ever been more appetizing from a strong move for the Cavaliers than he is right now. He's coming off of a tremendous regular season, and he's still young, and he's a bucket-getting guard who can help an organization win. He's very well-liked in the organization. He works hard. Darius Garland has a lot of good traits. It just doesn't work in Cleveland, in my humble opinion, to the degree of what is now the goal. It is the very reason why the New York Knicks just fired Tom Thibodeau. The Cavaliers are in the discussion of win a championship. Donovan Mitchell needs a right-hand man. I don't think, or two right-hand men, right? Two guys that can be alongside him. A la Shai Gilgeous-Alexander right now has Chet Holmgren. And guys, if you're watching these playoffs, you've learned Jalen Williams is a stud. He is an absolute stud who helps that Thunder team on both ends of the floor and gets them timely buckets as well. I think the structure of NBA teams is changing, and I don't think it's just Donovan Mitchell's show. You know, this is not 07, 08 LeBron James just leading. And the sporting cast is better than that. But Darius Garland, unfortunately, guys, there's been more cons than pros, injuries or not, when it matters most. And you don't have some Father Time glass that says, oh, we've got years to still figure this out. I do think you've got to look hard in the mirror and say, yeah, Donovan needs a right-hand man. Darius Garland just wasn't that guy.
John, will you be surprised if they actually do break up the core four? I know what you said in regards to Garland.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Would I be surprised if they broke it up?
Yeah.
I think they're going to. I mean, I really do end up think that they do. Because I don't know how you can – I don't know how you could continue to say – you talk about toughness. And, like, you guys have spent time on it, and as have we – it just, to me, there comes a certain time where it's like, you keep sitting in bed at late at night, and you're talking to yourself about the problem, about the issue, and you're like, yeah, just keep chipping away, keep chipping away, keep chipping away. It's just, the NBA is not built that way, guys. I don't subscribe to that. And you could keep chipping and chipping and chipping away and never get there. And I think the Cavaliers, like, to me, they're still closer to the first round in the semis than you could say that they are to the finals. The conference finals showed it. Watch the style which these teams play. They're locking down each other defensively. They're making each other earn it. The Cavs, again, got out-willed. You got out-willed. You keep getting out-willed in these playoffs. And you do have a superstar who's in the prime of his career. You got to capitalize on that. And status quo, to me, it always signals an alarm in the back of your head that says, what if it doesn't work? Because then if it doesn't work, then things can go from making one move to, okay, it didn't work at all, to then making moves that are totally out of control and could set you back a couple of years, but you felt like you then had to do it because you were left with no choice. I think right now, go and try to fix one of the parts to what is a well-running car in the regular season, even in the first round, but you got to find that tinker. And it wasn't just changing the coach. I think that the Cavaliers have a good machine, but for it to become great, sometimes you've got to make a swap that could be questionable in the moment, but ends up helping you in the long run. And that's why I don't think when people are like, well, should they blow up the core four? Why is changing one piece blowing it all completely up? That's why I'm more in favor of just tinkering one piece of the core four rather than doing this huge blow up idea. It's not that. It doesn't have to always be one extreme to the other.
John, looking to the big news of the day in the NBA, the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau despite three straight playoff trips, none of which ended in a first round playoff exit. Mm. And this last year, they were in the Eastern Conference Finals. What do you make of that decision by the Knicks?
When the Knicks and the Pistons were even at a game apiece, I was at the Garden for game two. And the entirety of the people who are knee-deep with the Knicks and covering them daily, the entirety of that pool, you know, through just conversations and texts and calls and just chatter, was saying Tibbs is going to be out. They're going to make a change. Leon Rose doesn't have much flexibility here. And it was – you know what it reminded me of, guys? It reminded me of JB a year ago. It's funny because – JB Bickerstaff was doing to Tom Thibodeau what Jamal Mosley was doing to JB Bickerstaff the year prior to that, where it was like, yeah, the Cavs won the series, but I will say this is still stunning. I mean, you had your best season in 25 years, and you go to the conference finals. And yes, Indiana looked like the team of destiny. You did unravel in game one. That game one choke job will live on in New York sports infamy forever. But it's like anything, guys, and don't we know coaching changes in our town? When you start to hear the rumblings or the chatter that there may be a falling out or there may be sides in disarray in this realm of the NBA in this era, especially look at Mike Malone. Michael Malone won a title 2 years ago. Now he's out on the street. He's going to get a job, but the coaches do become the scapegoats. That's how it always has worked. The Knicks don't have much personnel flexibility, and Tibbs was not good at managing his bench. He was the negative feedback you could always say was that he overplayed his starters and that they would wear out. And that did happen to a degree. But to me, the 6 years prior to Tibbs' arrival, the Knicks were a joke. They had a 30% winning percentage. They didn't go to the playoffs. He took them 4 out of 5 into the conference finals. The grass isn't always greener. I don't know who you're going to find, realistically, that's that much of an upgrade. I think that more than anything is why I sit here and say, man, Nick's going to nick. Because if let's just say you mess up this hire, and I'd say the chances are better that you mess it up and you get it right. Be careful what you wish for, New York. Be careful what you wish for.
John, we got a boogie, buddy. But great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next Tuesday at 4.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, JP.
When he said Nick's going to nick, I thought he was talking about me. For a second, I was like, okay. Yes, I will. Great stuff with John Fanta there. When we come back, one thing Donovan might not need. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.